Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Go loud.
Hello guys, you're very welcome back to Open Book. We're doing things a little bit differently at the moment. We've wrapped up season three and I'm kind of just taking my favourite bits or like the moments that really spoke to me from each episode or from some of the episodes with some of our amazing guests. So we had Ellen Keane on, the Paralympian, the presenter, the now coach on Ireland's Fittest Family. She chats about the power of vulnerability and self-acceptance. And she's actually done a TED Talk about this, which is well worth the listen as well. But here's a little snippet from Ellen's episode.
So I was 19. So like for nearly 10 years, I was hiding my arm. And just at the start of college, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I need to, this is kind of like my fresh start and my new beginning and I just have to fake it. And it was so weird because when I went in on day one of college and I did a culinary degree, so I kind of had to not hide my arm because it would be dangerous otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I just decided I'm going to roll up my sleeves and pretend that I'm this confident person and that everything's okay. And I just learned in that day that the whole world doesn't revolve around me and my arm. And people are going to maybe stare and glance and look, but it doesn't define me. And I also think I was really unfair on other people as well, because I automatically assumed that people would judge me for having one arm, but other people have other family members who might be disabled or have met people with disabilities or have had disability impact them in some way, shape or form. And I just assumed that no one had and that people were going to judge me. So I, like the first person I sat beside in college, I ended up talking about being a Paralympian and he was like, oh yeah, I know this guy. Like I went to school with him and I was like, I instantly felt safe with this person. Mm-hmm. And had I not decided to give him a chance, then I would have automatically just assumed that he was a bad person who was going to judge me and think of me as different and all of this.
I think that can apply to so many things in life, you know, maybe not just disabilities, mental health and so many things. You think sometimes you're the only one.
Yeah.
Till you open that difficult conversation. Sometimes difficult conversation, sometimes not, you know.
But, yeah.
And you're like, oh, wait, you know this person and you've been through this. And it's so freeing because you just feel less alone, don't you?
It's so freeing. And the first time I properly spoke about it in like an interview was before the Rio 2016 games. So I think I was maybe 20. And I just got asked the question of like, have you ever been insecure about your disability? And I said, yes. And I talked about like how growing up, like grown men would stare at me. People would point. People would whisper. I just felt unlovable and worthy. And as soon as I said that, I started getting like people messaging me, people reaching out through social media, people sending me posts and just like, and people also that I had looked up to and respected from like the World Paralympics, who I thought were confident people, them reaching out to me and saying, I'm really glad you spoke about that because I felt so alone. Aww. And I just realized how powerful it is to talk about it. And
to be vulnerable.
To be vulnerable. But it was also kind of freeing for myself because I didn't have to hide and I could just be myself.
And then when you realize, oh, this person I admire feels like that too, you're almost like, but that's ridiculous because they're great. Like,
yeah.
But then is it ridiculous if I'm feeling that way?
Yeah. And it's also, it kind of pushed me on as well because I was so insecure because I had no one to look up to. So then I was like, right, I've realized I'm not the only person now.
Mm.
So I need to do a good job here and try and be that person for other people because...
And you have, because you have your book. You have done a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Your Lucky Finn, which yeah. I love. And I highly recommend to anyone listening to watch it and to listen to it.
Yeah.
I think you've done an amazing job.
Yeah, it's hard though, because people with disabilities aren't often given a voice. And just through my sport, I was given an opportunity to have a voice.
Yeah.
And it's a responsibility that you feel. And like, I've loved it and I've loved being honest and talking about it. But then there's the downside of it as well, because people can be so desperate for the quick fix, as I kind of felt when I was in boarding school.
Mm.
And there is no quick fix. There is no answer. It's just you have to be brave and you have to fake it and try and be confident and try. It's just baby steps.
When you said there earlier that you got really good at negative self-talk, like that's yeah. funny, because it's like getting really good at something that's just so bad for you, and that you can't just switch that off. That no. probably just takes time, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of recognizing it.
Yeah, yeah, catching it.
Catching it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, we're so quick to believe things.
Yeah.
But like that even that took me a long time.
Mm.
Like I got confident physically, but I hadn't, and I got confident in my arm and my body, but I hadn't conquered the negative self-talk. So because I had a couple of years of really bad swimming,
mm.
I found it really hard to be confident in the pool and to believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what COVID gave me, because it took away all the pressure of competing. It took away, I couldn't swim,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't train, I couldn't see my teammates, I couldn't, like, there was no pressure on me to compete and to succeed, because mm-hmm. all of it had been taken away. So when COVID happened in 2020, in that March, it was only a couple of months out from the Tokyo Games, and I still was quite insecure in my performance abilities in the pool. So when it happened, I just remember feeling so relieved. Like, I was terrified as well, because it was 4 years of training I had done, and if the games weren't going to go ahead, because there was talk that it was going to be completely cancelled and not go ahead. And just from like the mental health side of things for athletes, to have given your life and everything for 4 years for it not to happen
mm.
is really scary. And especially because I was 20, what age was I? I was 24, 25. I was 25 when it happened. And that was like the peak age for athletes. Mm. So if the games didn't go ahead, I had to wait another 4 years. And that's 8 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time to wait. And I was just so afraid that it wouldn't happen. But then when we got told it got postponed, I just felt such a sigh of relief, because I felt like the pressure was off.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like all of the training I had done in the pool, now I had time to just work on my mindset.
Okay.
Because that's the only training I could do.
Yeah.
Like, I could do like the gym and the garden, and I could go on the bike, but that was the only, like, I wasn't in the pool. So I just had to work on my own thoughts.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Wayday starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.